to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. To die, to sleep, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coin must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity a so long life, for who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrongs, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of death's high love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurn the taste and merit of the unworthy taste, when he himself might his prizes make for the fair fortune. Who would father bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickly adored with a pain past the cross. And enterprises of great pith and moment, with disregard their current turn arise, and lose the name of action. Fast enough, the fair ocean, nymph in thy horizon, the all-night sea.